Throughout history, many kinds of goods have been used as money, including cattle, seashells, and tobacco. In an advanced economy, however, using these goods as money would be problematic. Cattle are difficult to transport and eventually die. If you want to buy something worth less than one cow or one seashell, you can't divide them into smaller units. Another problem is varying quality. Poor quality tobacco is worth less than good quality tobacco. The last problem is ease of production. If the good used as money is too easy to produce, its value will plunge as the supply increases. An ideal good to use as money, therefore, would be marketable and divisible, portable and homogeneous, durable and hard to produce. A durable, hard-to-produce good retains its value long-term, making it better suited to use not only as a medium of exchange, but also to save. What goods meet these requirements? Precious metals, especially gold and silver. That's why markets, beginning in ancient civilizations, decided to use metals as money. This culminated in the classical gold standard in the 19th and early 20th centuries. The American interventions into Libya and Syria happened in a troubled part of the world with numerous and seemingly intractable problems that were in many ways the result of prior, unwise American foreign policy. This is particularly true with Syria. The Iraq War launched by George Bush in 2003 destabilized the artificial state of Iraq. It is widely recognized that Saddam Hussein was a brutal dictator who held Iraq together and under control by brute force. However, it is rarely acknowledged that since Iraq is an artificial country created by the Western Allies after World War I, it is difficult to conceive of Iraq being held together in any other way than brute force. As one of the co-authors pointed out in 2003, Iraq is made up of three discrete groups with historical and ideological, ethnic, and religious differences. The suggestion of peace through partition made in that article was ignored. Additionally, the elimination of Saddam's secular regime opened the door for various Islamic factions to vie for state power. ISIS. A price control is a legally mandated price. The two kinds of price controls are price floors and price ceilings. A price floor is a minimum price. If the minimum wage is $10 per hour, then paying workers less than that is illegal. A price ceiling is a maximum price. If a price ceiling of $2 is placed on a gallon of milk, then selling it for more than that is prohibited. What are the effects of price controls? Suppose the market wage for unskilled labor is $7 per hour, but the government decrees a minimum wage of $10 per hour. Marginal businesses, those just breaking even, won't be able to afford the higher labor costs. The only choice for these businesses is to lay off workers or cut their hours. And other businesses planning to hire more unskilled labor can no longer afford to, because the higher minimum wage has made it too expensive.